Hey, this is Gonzo, and you're listening to Sonic Perspectives. Bitches. I sit here in my bedroom. My ride will be here shortly, and I will be getting on a big jet plane and flying off to Miami, Florida. In Miami, Florida, I'm going to meet up with a bunch of my Atlanta Wrecking Crew. My friends and extended family, as I like to call them, with whom I debauch at Prague Para USA just about every September. And tomorrow morning, we will get on a boat. And that boat is called the Freedom of the Seas. And for the next several days, we will be on the water, meddling out. A few months ago, I received an email from the kind people at 70,000 Tons of Metal, asking me if I would be interested in joining them as a staff photographer. It didn't take a whole lot of thinking for me to say, sure, why the fuck not? Absolutely yes. And so, I'm going on the boat for the first time, and I am fucking excited. 60 bands will play over the course of the next several days. Some of them I've seen a bunch. Nightwish, for example. Some of them I've seen more times than I can remember. Evergrey, for example. Some friends are playing Oceans of Slumber. And a fuck ton of other bands I never thought I would ever see. God Dethroned, for example. Also playing will be a bunch of bands that we have covered right here on Sonic Perspectives. One of my favorite station IDs that I've ever been a part of has been from Saki Stolis, from Rotting Christ. An absolute gentleman, by the way, whose band will also be performing. I believe each band plays two sets. I'm not sure. This is my first time. Tonight, we're going to get stupid on the beach, and then tomorrow the work begins. I'll be photographing the bands hopping on board, the bands performing, and people just rocking out and having a good time. We'll make our way to Bahimi, the Bahamas, and then make our way back. And then after that, our dear leader, Joel Barrios, and I are going to be doing a photo session with Oceans of Slumber. After which Joel has promised to treat us to a Cuban feast, where I fully intend to force dear leader Joel to take several shots of cafecito intravenously, because I am one cruel bastard and he hates coffee. During this journey, I'll be checking in here on my trusty little audio recorder and talk at you completely unscripted, recounting the day's events while the memories are still fresh, as I'm doing now. This promises to be a very, very fun trip. And I know you can't hear the excitement in my voice, but I is excited. I'm really grateful to the folks at 70,000 that they liked my work enough to ask me to come on board. And I hope that this becomes a yearly thing. Because as Prague Power 25 approaches in the next few years, we're not certain if there's going to be a future to that festival, and I'm going to need an annual metal respite to take its place if it does indeed come to a close. This might be the one. I'll talk to you guys soon. Day one. The time is approximately 11:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are somewhere east of Miami, and I sit out on our cabin balcony, gazing out into the black expanse that is the sky, and the breeze feels rather nice. I'm using a sock as a windscreen. I'm missing Creator right now because I smelled like ass and I desperately needed a shower, but when I get back out there, I'm gonna be the only motherfucker on the boat who smells sexy. Just you watch. It's been a hell of a day photographing all the festival goers and bands as they boarded the boat. I caught a few bands. I immediately recognized Oceans of Slumber and Evergrey. I missed Nightwish. They walked right past me and I'm kind of kicking myself, but it's all good. I have met so many incredible people here from all over. One of the highlights of the day was a Raza reunion up on deck 12 where all the Latinos hang out. And apart from a couple of dudes from Puerto Rico and Argentina and Venezuela whom I knew already, I met a rather large crowd from Mexico, from Monterrey and from Mexico City. I met a group from Santiago, Chile. I met a group from La Paz, Bolivia, my father's country of origin. And I believe I also talked to somebody from Uruguay. This has been a hell of a ride. I've also met plenty of people from Finland, lots of Finns here, a couple Israelis, and a dude from Egypt. Somebody was wearing a t-shirt up on deck 12 that I had to get a photo of because it had a photo of the UN flag with a caption that read United Nations of Metal. And that's what I love about this. It's like walking through any big city that you've ever been to, you know, DC, New York, Mexico City, whatever. You hear so many languages that you can't quite identify. And that's something that I fucking love. I love the idea of people casting all their differences aside and just living for metal, you know, for something that's remarkably wholesome, you know, that might not be evident to people who aren't a part of the scene. But there's a lot of love on this boat, and I'm digging the hell out of that. I have yet to meet my cabin mate. I am looking forward to that because he is a gentleman who I was reading as a teenager, Mark Roman. And when I became familiar with his writing, was a contributor to Metal Maniacs back in the day. So many of my metal friends in high school, and especially in college, aspired to contribute to Metal Maniacs, and unfortunately the magazine folded. Well, we all kind of did our own thing, and here I am talking to you via Sonic Perspectives. It's been a hell of a ride so far, catching up with a lot of old friends, meeting a lot of new friends. I've only seen one band perform so far. I saw Cynic, and they were scheduled to begin at 8:30. My photos, there was a sort of mishap where my laptop was delivered late, and so I was not able to download and edit and export my photos to deliver them every 2-3 hours like we're supposed to, so it all had to wait to the very end of my shift. And that export took its sweet fucking time. And while it was exporting, I went to the theater where Cynic was playing, Studio B, I believe. And they went on about 15 minutes late. The first song they played was a song that I sadly did not recognize. So I hauled ass back to my room several decks above. The export had just completed. I transferred all my files to a USB drive and I submitted it to the press office. It looked like they were just starting to close. They were so gracious. They were so patient with me. Like, they've been very, very kind and understanding. I actually missed that mandatory staff meeting because I was eyeballing the clock on my computer, which I had forgotten
to set back when I crossed time zones. That keeps happening. It's a fucking mess. But they were very gracious. And then I hauled ass to the theater to catch Cynic. Just as they were finishing Veil of Maya, they played a few songs from Ascension Codes. They played Evolutionary Sleeper. That made me very happy. I love Trace and Error. That's a fucking fantastic album. So that was clearly not the focus set. That happens later. And then after that, just kind of wandered around. Camelot ran into some similar issues. I believe they started about 30 minutes late. So who knows how that set went. That theater where they played was huge. And it had a lot of people in it. A lot of Camelot fans here. Creator's playing right now. I'm going to dress and take my sexy smelling ass over to the theater so that I can be the sight and smell and spectacle of the entire venue. I'm going to update y'all again tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
So it's technically day two, but it feels like it's still day one. The time is 1:15 a.m. Tuesday the 31st of January. Fuck. So I finally caught my second and third sets of the festival. I had to catch Creator. They played in the Royal Theater, that big theater where Camelot was setting up. So some months ago, my dear friend Jennifer and I covered the Merciful Fate Creator Midnight Tour. It's opening night in Dallas. It was published in Brave Words. In our write-up, we observed that Creator, while probably being the foremost live band in metal ever of all time, they were kind of subdued that night, and understandably so. They were there to warm the crowd up for the return of the king. And they did a fine job doing that, but having seen them before, I knew what they were capable of. And tonight, they delivered the goods. They were back firing on all cylinders, and in my mind, reasserted yet again that they are indeed the finest live act of all time in the realms of metal. Fuck. Man, that mosh pit. Such a fancy theater. Such fiery German thrash. Fucking hell. And like, it's not lost on me that Mile Petrozza and his bandmates are really not much. They're not much younger than my dad. And these guys are fucking tearing it up. It'd be cool to see my dad do what they do, but it ain't gonna happen. These guys are all pushing 60. Or probably over 60 already, and they're up there still kicking ass like they're in their 20s and like they're hungry. Creator has my utmost respect. Like I said, finest live act in metal. Bar none. I went downstairs to join a couple of friends to see some other German band. I'm going to mangle this name, Feuerschwanz, which I believe means ass of fire, pardon me. How shall I say, nein sprechender Deutsch? I don't speak German. If you get that joke, I like you. That was the most lively set of Renfest metal that I've seen in a long time. That was fucking fun. I knew of the band, but I knew nothing about them. I knew nothing about their sound, and that was some fun folk metal craziness. That was a fucking blast. If you like having fun at a metal show, and they are in your area, I highly recommend that you go, because you're going to have a good beer drinking time. That's the most fun I've had in a while. I'm back in my cabin right now, and I have yet to meet my esteemed cabin mate. a gentleman by the name of Mark Groman, a gentleman whom I read as a youth in Metal Maniacs, that printed magazine of yore, alongside such esteemed writers as S. Craig Zahler and Marty Rietkonen and Ulla Garrett, all those fun guys. My fellow college metalheads and I aspired to be Metal Maniacs writers. Like, we knew that it wouldn't pay the bills. You know, and ultimately, at heart, that magazine was basically a tabloid. It existed to sell records, to convince its readers that you needed to spend your money on these bands. And, I mean, and when you say it like that, it does sound kind of soulless, but at the same time, this is fucking art, and this is a fucking lifestyle. And legitimately, that magazine had fucking excellent writers. And that's why we aspired to write for them, because of the quality of the wordcraft. So yeah, my esteemed cabin mate, whom I've not yet met, is somebody whom I admired as a youth. Meeting him is going to be kind of cool. Tomorrow, I work the pool deck. I'll get to shoot Uli John Roth, a fucking legend. Who else will I see? Dark Tranquility. I actually walked right by Michael Stana earlier. Amorphis plays tomorrow. I don't even remember who else, and I'm not going to look at the fucking roster right now because I'm kind of exhausted and I still need to go see Insomnium. By the way, nobody noticed how sexy I smelled, and I'm a little disappointed. I'm going to have to outdo myself tomorrow. It's been a hell of a day. I'll check in with you guys again tomorrow. Hi. Okay, this is day two, update number two. The time is currently 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am exporting photos of the first bands I've actually shot. My shift today began at 10 o'clock, I think. Yeah, 10 o'clock, and I am assigned to the pool deck today. It's become something of a recurring theme that the sets are beginning a good 15 to 30 minutes late. This worked to my advantage today. So the first band up on the pool deck today was Freedom Call. I'm not much of a parametal guy, but I absolutely understand why parametal fans are such fucking fanatics about it, especially with bands as good as Freedom Call are live. They radiate absolute joy. The audience was a sea of smiling faces, and that sort of joy is pretty infectious, even to non-power metal fans like me. I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed their set. It was a lot of fun. And of course, those types of bands tend to be excellent musicians, and it was a good time. It was a really good time. Cool thing happened. A dude got up on stage and proposed to his girlfriend. They are now engaged, and I'm pretty happy for them. I got plenty of photos of that. That was a neat little surprise, and not the first time I've seen that sort of thing. There was one year, I think it was 2006, when I went to Prague Power, and Evergrey was headlining one night, and I swear to God, a goddamn wedding broke out. I think about four couples got engaged on stage that night. It was kind of absurd, but it was absurd in, you know, the most gracious manner. You know, lots of joy then, lots of joy today. God Dethroned were up next to the pool deck, but they were running behind also. That gave me an opportunity to go down to Studio B and see Oceans of Slumber. The lighting in there sucked, but I was able to get some shots that I'm pretty happy with, and they seem to be kind of in a state of flux. They've nearly every time I've seen them, and I've seen them a bunch, they've performed as a six-piece, drums, bass, keyboards to guitars voice. The past few times, let's see, I think I saw them once or twice on the Lighthouse tour that they did last fall, late summer, early fall. And that seemed to be their last tour up to this point as a six-piece. The Soen tour that they did a stripped-down quasi-acoustic set where Dauber, their drummer, was on piano, Samir was on bass, and backup vocals, and Cammy was singing, and that was a very, very moving experience. Now at the Houston show, Houston being their hometown, one of their guitar players, Jesse, joined them, and they did an acoustic set with Dauber on piano again. I filmed both of those sets. I know that Sonic Perspectives published the Austin show as a three-piece on YouTube. I believe that the Houston set hasn't been published quite yet. So tonight, today, they went on at like 11:15 or 11:30. They were the first band of the day at Studio B. You're welcome. And Cammy made it a point to say that they had never played such an early set. And as incredible as their music is not exactly wake up type music. It can be very, very depressing, as brutal as it can be sometimes. Dauber was back on drums, Samir on bass, Jesse on guitar, Cammy singing. They played a full electric set. They played mostly songs from Starlight and Ash, but I did have work to do, so I had to bounce about four or five songs into their set. And I got God Dethroned and fucking excellent Dutch Mellow Death. I do not regret seeing them at all. Fucking fantastic. And I managed to get my work done there. And I went back down to catch the very last Ocean song, and that was Pray for Fire from the self-title. It's one of my favorite albums, one of my favorite songs of theirs. So yeah, I am exporting my photos right now. Who do I got up next? The time is 1:35 now, so I gotta go catch Vicious Rumors on the pool deck. And after that is Obscura, and then at 4 o'clock, Uli John Roth. That's a fucking dream ticket for me. I've been wanting to see Uli John Roth for like 20-odd years, and it just hasn't happened. It's gonna happen today. It's gonna happen during my shift on the deck to which I am assigned. After that is Destruction. I've never seen them. After that, more power metal from Dragon Force. Again, not a fan, but they are a lot. They're very, very fun live. I haven't seen them in a very long time. I think the last time I saw them, they were opening for Killswitch Engage. Zippy Thirt was still singing for them. They had that French guy on bass. I know that those two guys are gone, but I've no doubt that there's going to be a lot of happiness in that audience. Amorphous, Hypocrisy, Vraid, Managram, and Jungle Rot are going to wrap up the pool deck stage. And at some point, I'm going to have to bounce to see Rotting Christ, Dark Tranquility. Nightwish is playing tonight at the theater. And yeah, Nothgard. Oh, fuck. They're playing in an hour. I interviewed Dom Cray when Malady X came out. Super cool dude. I hope to catch up with him at some point. Keep a Coalescent and Malachesh are playing later on today. And those are the bands that I absolutely must catch for my own sake. I'll check in with you guys later. Bye. Ooh, man, what a day. What a day. The time is 5:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We still see the Miami skyline off in the distance. Our second day of sailing. That's a little disorienting, but it's all good. The blast continues. I have just completed my second shift on the boat. Man, great stuff happened. I was hanging out with my buddy Scott from DC when a gentleman named Uli John Roth approached our area, and I had to pester the poor guy for a photo. He very politely obliged me.
And I believe he was chit-chatting with my boss, whom I haven't met. I made sure to get some photos of that, too. But a couple words about Uli John Roth. I've been wanting to see him for over two decades now, and it just never happened, and it finally has. And that man does not play guitar. He lets the guitar sing, and he is merely a conduit. That was almost a transcendental experience, and I understand, or at least I have a better understanding of what he means by transcendental sky guitar. What a treat. And his singer that he brought along with him, I ought to mention, sounds like a very young Klaus Meine, which that was kind of cool when they started playing a couple of the older Scorpion songs. I wasn't able to complete the set because I had to edit all these photos to get them turned in time. But man, day two is turning out to be an absolute blast. Obscura melted the audience's faces off. Rotting Christ, I haven't seen them since they toured the United States in 2009 or 10 thereabouts. They were supporting the Theogonia album at the time, and that's one of my favorite black metal albums of all time. I should mention that it is a monster record. They had the biggest crowd that I've seen so far at the Royal Theater. The completely shredded carpet has been repaired somewhat, but I did not feel like walking on it, like the act of walking on it alone was itself a hazard. But that theater was packed. That theater was packed, and it doesn't matter who is in Rotting Christ. Sakistolis only hires people who can keep up with him. He's an absolute gentleman, too. I had the joy of talking with him when The Heretics came out, and I may have mentioned already that that's one of my favorite station IDs that I've done for Sonic Perspectives. Go back and listen to it. Within the first few seconds, if you don't burst out in laughter, there's something wrong with you. Yeah, Rotting Christ also melted everybody's faces off. I only caught a little bit of Vicious Rumors, but fortunately got all the photos that I needed of them. And wrapping up my shift right now. Fucking exhausted already, but all my work is done. But there are still groups that I need to see, and I'm going to have my cameras in tow because that's just how I roll. Who do I need to catch? I absolutely have to catch Nightwish. I absolutely have to catch Melechesh. I absolutely have to catch Dark Tranquility. And I would really like to see Destruction, but I think they've already played. God damn it. They'll play another set. Maybe I'll be able to catch that one. I've never seen them. Tomorrow, I'm working a shorter shift, and I'm going to be on the beach photographing the partygoers, which suits me just fine because I haven't looked at the shore excursions, and I haven't built up enough sway to work the bikini shoot, which I have the skills to do that sort of thing. I'm skilled in HSS, and I'm skilled in OCF, and I'm skilled in the two of them in tandem. But that's going to be one of my long-term goals. I would like to work my way up to being one of the lead photographers here. This festival is a fucking blast, and if you can make it happen, I highly recommend that you make the trek. It's a fucking blast. Although I am a little tired of pizza. I don't ever want to have another fucking pizza again. also ran into the long-haired singer and the fiddler from... God, I know I'm going to mangle this name. So please bear with me. That German folk metal band that I mentioned earlier, Feierschwanz. ran into them in the elevator and got a photo of them, and very, very, very lovely people. Also ran into my friends in Ocean of Slumber. We keep running into each other. It's fucking bizarre. But Dauber hinted that he might try to convince management to allow him rein of the piano to do an impromptu acoustic set at one of the piano bars here on the ship. He's going to keep me posted. Well, he damn well better anyway. Man, three sets of Oceans of Slumber. Dude, oh man, I won't. Photos are just about exporting. I'm going to take a shower, relax for a bit, change, and